the way things look right now. So I'm still looking forward to some more surgery, but it's coming along. They're rebuilding me one section at a time.
Roger, Roger. I heard that. That is great. I tell you, I'm glad to hear you're doing good over there. That was my main question was what happened to Lake Hawkins. I did not know nothing about all that. Dick, I'm glad you're doing good over there. Sure am. Will you have a good one? I'm going to shut up and let you get on getting ready for the net. Go get, grab your cup of coffee real quick. And hey, and I'm looking forward to if you get to talk to Jay or whatever, tell him we're looking forward to hearing the bird again. Maybe 5 hours easy.
All right, sounds good. Yeah, hopefully Jay will be back on here before too long. Thanks for the shout. All right, boys and girls, this is the start. Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Sunday morning Texas Traders Net. My name is Dennis. My call is Whiskey 5 Delta Papa Kilo. I'll be one of your net controls this morning. The purpose of this net is to provide a forum for the buying, selling, and trading of amateur radio equipment and a source of information, announcements, and items of interest to the amateur radio community. There are a few simple guidelines. Emergency traffic always has priority. Anyone with emergency traffic should interrupt at any time. Do we have any emergency traffic before we get started? We accept and encourage third-party listings as long as they're not from a commercial dealer. If you have third-party traffic, the only thing we ask is that you identify who that third party is and provide contact information if anyone is interested in what they might have for sale or their want. This is a directed net. Please channel all your questions or comments through net control. This rule is important for net discipline. This is a buyer beware net. The net control is absolutely, positively not responsible for any deals, whether they go good or not so good. Please do the price negotiation thing on the phone or on another frequency. But during the net, please turn off your box. We don't need to hear you coughing and sputtering in the background. And if all possible, if you are checking into the net with traffic, use your amplifier if you have one. We need all the help we can get here on the 40-meter band. Although the band sounds pretty good shape this morning, that's good to hear. All right, if you want to check into the net with a listing, I'll call for your call sign suffix. At that time, you give me your call sign suffix. I'll spit it out here in a minute, and then I'll acknowledge you. When called upon by net control for your listing, give your full call, your name, your location, and your listing. Describe what you're selling. Give your phone number twice, and state if your email is good in QRZ for lookup. Currently, we have 4 active traders nets. The Sunday morning net, this net starts at 10 a.m. on 7245. It's called the Sunday morning Texas Traders Net. Sunday night at 7:30 on 3922, it's the Continental Traders Net. Wednesday night at 7:30 on 3870, it's the Boat Anchors Unlimited Net. This is a net for the over 2 top sideband equipment, including the hybrid. It's mostly rag too, but there's some buying and selling going on. And on Friday nights at 7:30 on 3870, it's the Friday night 3870 Traders Net. All times are Central Standard Time. By the way, we do have a Facebook page for your listings. If you'd like to join the group on Facebook, it's called Ham Radio Traders Network. Ham Radio Traders Network. Do a search on right, let me get into a little bit about Jay and his situation. Spoke to Jay about 45 minutes or so ago. He's in San Antonio with his daughter and son-in-law. They're doing well. His wife passed about 7:30 Saturday morning. I believe it was Thursday they took her off the ventilator. The brain activity was at a minimum, and she passed Saturday morning. Our condolences to Jay and the family. I can't imagine what they've gone through. It's beyond description, really. Jay was married to this fine woman for 56 years, and today she's well and without any pain, without any problems in heaven. And we thank God for that. I can't express how Jay has helped so many people in the past. He has bent over backwards time and time again for so many people. I'm so proud of the ham community during this time because I know of many, many folks who have bent over backwards to help Jay, making all sorts of offers, trying to, you know, help the family. It's been, for me, kind of an indication of just how good people really are. We do see so much bad, but in times of hard times, a light comes on, and we see what mankind can really do. So I thank everyone for what they have done for Jay and his family, and salute the ham community as some of the finest people I've ever known. Again, our condolences to Jay. He'll probably be back next week or so and get out in the air, and life will go on from there. Again, thank you all so very much. Let me get a little drink here for myself. All right, let me do the ham fest thing here in just a few minutes, and we'll get this. The show on the road, so to speak. Also, a recording of this net is being made at this time by WK5R, Rusty in Hills Point. That upload will be available for your usage soon after this net. Is over with. And so if you've got to run to church or pick up food at the bakery, whatever you have to do, you can do it and still listen to the net in its entirety. You can go to WK5R.org. That's org. WK5R.org. On the top of the front page, there's a little button up there, something about Traders Net. Go ahead and hit that button. It will take you to a page and look for today's date, which is Thursday, March 3rd. March 3rd, the year of our Lord, 2024. And you can listen to the net in its entirety. He usually keeps those recordings up there for like 30 days, so you've got time to catch up, just in case you miss any of the exciting the exciting goings on the Sunday morning net. So we've got a couple of other net controls probably available this morning. Also, Justin's around, I think, and seems like Ricky was around. Anyway, so if the band drops out, something like that, they'll pick it up. Conditions seem to be very, very good. So thank you, the propagation gods. All right, let's get this opened up. This is W5DPK. You're listening to the Sunday Morning Texas Trader Stat. If you've got something to buy, sell, trade, or give away, come now with your call sign suffix. Sugar Uniforms. Okay, Sugar Uniform. Come with your full call sign, your name, location, and your listing.
Thank you. Full call, Whiskey 5, Sugar Uniform. Name is Carl, Coco Alpha Radio Lima, Dallas, Texas. This is a listing for part of the estate of our beloved friend, Whiskey 5, Hotel Tango Romeo W5HDR. We took his tower and antennas down a few weeks ago. The antennas are spoken for. But I would like to list his HDBX48. That's a 48-foot self-supporting tower. In excellent condition. It's taken down. It's all neatly stacked up on the ground. Includes a 9-foot mast, rotor plate. It's got a side, a little side mounting bracket. I don't know what you call the thing. And a rotator and a control box. And when I disconnected the cable from the rotator, the terminal block kind of crumbled. So I'm replacing the terminal block. And at the same time, as long as I had to open the thing up, I'm lubricating and kind of rebuilding the guts of it. So it'll be in excellent condition. Rotator included with the HDBX self-supporting 48-foot tower on the ground. Asking $600, and my contact information is area code 214-693-3729. I'd say again, 214-693-3729. I've got pictures. I wonder how I could upload those somewhere if you'll let me know. Thanks so much, Dennis, W5SU.
Okay, Carl. All right, first things first. You can go to Facebook and search for Ham Radio Traders Network. Ham Radio Traders Network. Fill out the little questionnaire, which is basically your call, your location, and your name. It comes to me, I get you approved, and then you can put pictures up there of Fred's tower. People can take a look at it and get a better idea of exactly what you have. All right, let me go through this. W5 Sugar Uniform, that's Carl in Dallas, has part of W5HTR's Fred's estate. It is a HDBX 40-foot self-supporting tower. It's been taken down. It's neatly stacked, got the hardware, it's got the mast, a rotor plate, rotator, and controller. The rotator will be gone through, greased, and a terminal block replaced. And will be operational. Carl, what kind of rotator is that? Do you know right offhand?
Yeah, it's a, I thought at first it was a Ham 3, but it looks like it's a Ham M, and the tower is 48 feet. Go ahead.
Oh, 48 feet. All right, let me make that change. All right, it's a 48-foot self-supporting.
That's nice.
48-foot self-supporting with a mast, rotor plate, rotor, looks like a Ham M. $600, a real bargain, really is. If you're interested, you can contact Carl at 214-693-3729. At 214-693-3729. And if Carl can get on Facebook, he may be able to put some pictures of the tower on Ham Radio Traders Network on Facebook, and that will be a big help to identify exactly what he has. I've had one of those 40-foot towers, actually had it on a boat winch, and could go up and down with it. Very, very handy, and a nice tower for very little money. Anyone need a fill?
WZ1.
Okay, WZ1Q, go ahead.
Good morning, gang. The listing include the control box for the rotor. I don't know if that was mentioned or if I just missed it.
Yes, control box and rotor.
Okay, thank you.
All right, then let's see, what else? Got the rotor plates, got a sidearm for probably some VHF, UHF antennas, 9-foot mast, so it'll be up over 50 feet, so that's a good deal. All right, anyone else with any questions? Alrighty then, this is W5DPK. You are listening to the Sunday Morning Texas Traders Net. If you've got something to buy, sell, trade, or give away, come now with your call sign suffix.
Whiskey Golf.
Whiskey Golf, go ahead.
Good morning, Dennis. This is Ron, Radio Ocean, Norway. Call sign is Alpha Bravo 5 Whiskey Golf, located about 25 miles north of San Antonio. And I have for sale this morning the Valstar Tuner. It's an AT500, Alpha Tango 500. It's a manual tuner, two controls, excellent tuner. Never arced or sparked on me and never fails to tune. I just decided I'd rather have an automatic rather than a manual one, so you can pick this one up for the bargain price of $400, and I'll split the shipping with someone, or you can pick it up in the San Antonio area. I'm good on all the lookup sites for email on the internet, and my telephone number is area code 210-722-8179. And Dennis, for your information, you're coming in about 20 over 9 here all morning. Noise level here in San Antonio area is about S3. Go back to net.
Okay, very good. I didn't write down your name. What's the handle there?
Handle is Ron, Radio Ocean Norway.
Okay, now I remember, but I didn't write it down. Brain fart, what can I say? All right, Alpha Bravo 5, Whiskey Gulf, on San Antonio. Listen up, guys. It's a Palstar AT500 manual tuner. Got to twist a couple of knobs. That's all you got to do. $400, and he'll ship for half the shipping. $400. You better yet, take a trip to San Antonio, pick it up in person. $400 is more than fair price for an AT500. Let's see, Ron is good in QRZ. His phone number is 210-722-8179. 210-722-8179. And Ron says the tuner works fine, there's nothing wrong with it, but he's going to go to an automatic tuner. He's, you know, getting lazy, as some of us do in our old age. And, you know, going to use some of that money to afford one of those big fancy ones that goes whirl and buzz and tunes automatically. Anyone need a film? All right, very good. Thank you, Ron. Yeah, you're about a S9 here, too, also. I didn't get a good look at the S meter, but anything S9 or above on this old Flex is doing real good. So, all right, this is W5DPK. Anyone else? Buy, sell, trade, giveaway, come now.
Papa Yankee X-ray.
All right, Papa, Yankee X-ray, go ahead.
Good morning again, Dennis. Kilo Echo 5, Papa, Yankee X-ray. Ricky, just north of Beaumont, Texas. Dennis, I am looking for a LP100A digital watt meter or a PowerMaster 2 watt meter / SWR meter, something with a minimum of a 3 kW coupler. 5 kW would be better, 3K would be okay. I'm good in QRZ. Takes me a day or two. I don't stay on the email that much. You can call me, text, fine. Phone number is 409-239-8063. 409-239-8063. Thank you, Dennis.
Okay, Ricky, very good. Listen up. Kilo Echo 5, Papa Yankee X-ray, Ricky, Beaumont area. He's got the wants. He's looking for an LP100A watt meter or a PowerMaster 2 watt meter. Something with a 3 kW coupler. If it's got a bigger one, that's fine too. He's going to do a little experimenting on the dummy load. So, you know, a 5 kW coupler wouldn't hurt his feelings at all. Ricky is good in QRZ. His telephone number, if you like to call him or text him, is 409-239-8063. 409-239-8063. Again, Ricky's good in QRZ. If you use smoke signals, please use red smoke. He can copy red smoke signals. Anyone need a fill? And by the way, the sunset last night was spectacular. I guess it was all the smoke in the air from the West Texas fires. Unbelievable. All right, let's see what else here. This is W5DPK. Anyone else? Buy, sell, trade, giveaway, come now.
Kilo Delta 5, Foxtrot, Juliet, Foxtrot.
All right, kilowatt Delta 5, Foxtrot, Juliet, Foxtrot. Go ahead, sir.
Good morning, this is Rob in Temple, Texas. I am still in the want for a ICOM 706 Mark II G head or just a display screen. Still looking for it. Good on QRZ. Email mycallsign at Yahoo. If you have one, please let me know. Thank you very much. H5SJF.
Okay, very good. Kilo Delta 5, Foxtrot, Juliet Foxtrot, Rob at Temple. Looking for the control head for ICOM IC706 Mark II G or the screen, the small screen much short of the entire head, which would be fairly rare at this point. They've been out of production for a couple of years, but you never know what might be out there, new old stuff. Again, Rob's looking for a Icon 706 Mark II G head or display unit. He's good in QRZ. His email is his call sign, Kilo Delta 5 Foxtrot Juliet Foxtrot at yahoo.com. Anyone need a pill? All right, this is W5DPK. You're listening to the Sunday Morning Texas Traders Net. This net meets every Sunday morning, whether we want to or not, about 10 a.m. on 7245. And what we do here is help you, the ham radio operator, sell your stuff. If you've got some valuable old stuff laying around that you'd like to move on, or you bought some new stuff and thought, well, I'll update to them, buy something even fancier, well, this is a good place to sell it. And you can buy and purchase with some confidence, which at this point I guess I might mention we've had a situation developed over the past 6 months or so. It was not, well, to put it this way, there was a non-response in a particular situation. And that situation was finally taken care of, proud to say. And I want to thank everyone involved in that that helped along the way. We try to have some integrity here as much as possible. It is not Facebook. It is not QRZ or QTH or any of those places. It is personal on a one-to-one level, so we want to keep it that way and make sure that everyone comes away with a good taste in their mouth. So we try our best to police where we can, let's put it that way. Short of sending sellers, we don't care. This is W5DPK. You are listening to the Sunday Morning Texas Traders Net. Buy, sale, trade, giveaway. Come now.
Hey, Dennis, are you saying the guy that ripped off, Justin finally got his money?
Yes, sir, that's what I'm saying.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I was really, really happy to hear that news, and like I said, I thank everyone who was involved in that. It wasn't me, and Justin had, made a valiant effort, but there was some peer pressure put on, I think, and that helped tremendously. All right, buy, sale, trade, giveaway. Come now with your call sign suffix. Oh, dang, that's about all I can do to peg. Let's see, Justin, do you by chance have a little list of what went on Friday night? AI-50S, W5DPJ.
AI-50S.
Ah, there you are. Okay. You got a few that you could reminisce about from Friday night?
No, I just had mine, which I was going to list. I don't have any more. You want to give us some ham bets? Let me see if I can go back and see if I have any written down.
Okay, I'll tell you what. Did you have a listing?
I did. I have a listing, absolutely.
Okay, why don't you do the listing, and I'll download my HamFest list, and then we'll do a HamFest, and then we'll improvise after that.
All right.
Sounds good.
Okay, be glad anyway. All right, folks. So, I have a horse fence antenna. This is a 80-meter, 40-meter resonance horse fence antenna. It is made by KW5Z. It is one I cannot put up on up in my yard. I thought I could. I was going to give it a try, but no dice. It is brand new. It's in the box. By all accounts, it should work pretty well. I'd like to get $200 for it, which is exactly what I paid from eBay and shipping costs. And it is yours. So, anyway, if you have any interest, this seems like something you would like. You can go ahead and give me a call at 214-901-2302. You can also send me an email at w9fyi@me.com, and we can work something out. I'll also take take for some kind of a trade. Whatever. I'm certainly not above doing that as well, but this is a KW5Z horse fence antenna. This is AI5OS. Anybody need a fill?
Question?
Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, Justin, this is Mark, KWL, this is me. You said KW5Z. Did you mean K5WZ?
It's done by RS Labs. I thought it was KW5Z. It's very possible I could have gotten the call wrong.
Okay, I only ask because there's a local guy over here, K5WZ. He makes horse fence antennas. I just want to make sure that I was curious whether you were or weren't talking about the same guy. Thanks for letting me in, Jim.
Yeah, that would be the one. That's the one, actually, K5WZ. That is one of his antennas.
All right. Anyone need a fill on Jordan's, Jordan? Justin's listing. Alrighty then. Alright, I'm going to go into the HamFest report here real quickly. Let's see, this weekend was Rosenberg, and I feel certain that a number of people went to that one down in the Houston area. But here we go. All right, coming up March 16th, that's the St. Patrick's Day HamFest in Midland, Texas. April 12th and 13th is the Green Country HamFest, the Oklahoma State Convention, Claremore, Oklahoma. April 13th. Or 12th and 13th, April 12th and 13th, is Ham Expo, the Belton Ham Fest. The 27th of April is the Panhandle Amateur Radio Club Annual Ham Fest. That's in Amarillo, Texas, if it doesn't burn away. They've had lots of fires out there. By then, it's probably going to be all green and beautiful. July 19th and 20th, it's Radio Fiesta, Church, Texas. July 26th and 27th is Ham Holiday. That's the Oklahoma City, Oklahoma Ham Fest. And October 26th is the Texoma Hamorama, Hartmore, Oklahoma. So that's the list of ham fests that I have at this time. Probably a partial list. There'll be some others.
Anyone have
any other ham fests that they would like to list at this time?
I'd like to give you a report on the one this weekend.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yes, NYU. Hello, Dennis. We went to Dardanelle by Russellville, and that was the largest ham fest in Arkansas that I can remember. Since we used to have them in Little Rock, where they had the old mall and stuff like that. Huge, huge turnout. real good ham fest. I mean, it's like olden days. And wish a lot of you could have been there. Actually, off of our group, out the Tail Dragger group that meets on Sunday mornings, there was 11 of us, and some from here in East Texas even. But it was a real good turnout, and we're looking forward to the upcoming ones this year. And if that's any good sign, we really enjoyed it. Sorry, there were so many happening down in East Texas and all down into Central Texas that kept the turnout from this direction down up in Arkansas. Thank you much, Dennis. Have a good net. N5, why are you?
All right. Thank you much for that information. That's great to hear. Just across the river,
river, I guess it is, from Russellville, Arkansas. It's the old Russellville Ham Fest. Excellent report. Thank you much for the information. That's great to hear.
10-5, excuse me.
SJQ, go ahead.
Yeah, thank you. I wanted to confirm on your ham fest list. Was this ham fest down in Church, the one near San Antonio? What was the date on that event, please?
Okay, San Antonio is July 19th and 20th in Church, Texas, just outside of San Antonio.
Appreciate it. Thank you, sir.
You bet. Guaranteed not to be real hot July. I'm sure the air conditioner there in the pavilion would be working nicely. Was there anyone else?
Contact.
Go ahead, contact.
Dennis, before you started the ham fest, KB5WB came in there. I think he's mobile.
Ah, thank you. KB5WB, is that you?
Roger, Roger. KB5WB. And thank you for letting me in. I've got a couple of things still I didn't sell last week. I went to the Irving Ham Fest, which was great and wonderful. I'm not sure it was big as the one that N5YU went to, but it was great and wonderful nonetheless. It was good ham fest. I still have the KLM 140 2-meter amplifier for $100. KLM 140 2-meter amplifier for $100. And I still have the Kenwood P74 top-of-the-line tri-band plus full HF receive sideband talkie for sale for $400. It is not perfect. It operates perfectly, but it's been in my pillow pouch at work. So it's not perfect looking. And I can be reached at 254-631-9766, and these can be picked up at the Fort Worth shop or at my Eastland place. What else? Looking forward to belting. KB5WB, back to that control.
Okay, very good. KB5WB in Eastland has got a couple of items that he did not sell at the Irving Ham Fest. That's right, Irving Ham Fest was this weekend, and apparently it was a winner also. So that's good to hear. That's great news. He has a KLM 140 amplifier. I give you, what is it, about 15, 20 watts in or something like that. 140 out. It's FM only, $100. That gives you a nice brick for the mobile. He also has a Kenwood D74 tri-bander. It works fine. Nothing wrong with it. It is scratched up a little bit because it was in the tool pouch. It's not pristine, but for $400, it's a great tri-bander. That is available for pickup in Eastland, or at KB5WB's shop there in Longview. Let's see. We can get a hold of WB at phone number 254-631-9766. 254-631 9766. Anyone need a fill?
Dennis, I got one more comment, though.
Okay, very good. Go ahead with the comment.
Yeah, talking about the ham fest up there. I got sort of lucky. I won the second place and the fourth place prize. But that wasn't a big benefit to me, guys. I got to tell you, I had an ICOM 735 that I had Sergey down here at Alexandria, Louisiana, go through. And I took it up there and I made the deal that I was going to give it to the youngest ham that passed their general test. I made one young man very happy. N5YU.
Oh, man, that's great. That is great. I bet. How old was he when he, the kid that passed the general, or was it somebody older?
Well, he was older. I would say he was in his late 20s, but I tell you what, you thought he was 6 years old.
I bet you if it didn't have a waterfall, he didn't even want it.
He probably did. He probably, being from Arkansas, he thinks the waterfall is at Pettigene State Park.
Yeah,
W5SC. That's very good. Yeah, come think of it. No, that's great. Hopefully he'll hang on to that radio. Like everybody else, he probably wanted to upgrade, but the 735 was a workhorse. I think everybody had one at one time or another. Well, congratulations. Now I got to ask, what did you win second and fourth place? Or prize, I should say.
Well, fourth place was an FTM 3100, and then the second place was a FT710 Field. But that, like I say, that's just run-of-the-mill stuff to me, overseeing how elated that young ham was. That's just a feel-good thing, and it's worth way more than any price of any of this, Dennis. It sure was. And we'll catch you later. And appreciate your services, too, and everyone that participates here. N5YU.
Wow. That's amazing. That is amazing. Well, it just shows, the more you give, the more you receive in so many different ways. Not necessarily monetarily, but other ways. Amazing. Thank you. All right, this is RW5DPK. You're listening to the Sunday Morning Texas Trader Stat High Sale Trade Giveaway. Come now. Well, let's see, what time is it? 10:43. I'd hate to have a good open band go to waste here. Let's rile up here a little bit, try to find some more business. Anyone, anywhere, if you've got something to buy, sell, trade, or give away, come now with your call sign suffix.
Charlie X-Ray Gulf.
Well, there he is. Charlie X-Ray Gulf. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm still, it's probably out in San Diego. I'm still looking for some isolation transformers. Somebody's got a couple of them, or one of them, or something. Yeah, I need a isolation transformer, two amps, 3 amps, something like that. Anybody's got one of those, I'd like to find one. And, Chris Allen, I've got a TSA-50 SAT. A hand mic and the manual and the power cord and all that stuff that's supposed to get has voice sensitized there. And I'd like $500 for that plus we'll talk about shipping. And I've got a Jesus FT990 and I've got it will go either 12 volts or it has a 110 supply in it. And I'll take $600 for that. It has the MD100 with it also. And I'll take $600 for that. We'll talk about shipping. Whichever one sells on the 850 and 990, I'll keep the other one. So Anyway, that's it. And the number is 325-650-3191. 325-650-3191. Thank you, Dennis.
Okay, very good, Bob. K5CXG, Bob St. Angelo, is looking for an isolation transformer, 2-3 amp isolation transformer. Maybe a couple of them, whatever you got. He sure would be interested in something to use in his projects there around the ham shack. Also, he has a Kenwood TS-850 SAT. He's got the manual, got the hand mic. $500 plus shipping, $500 plus shipping on the TS-850 SAT. Second item, or third item, whatever you want to count it. He has a Yaesu FT-990, Fox Tango 990. It's got the DC supply, and it's got the 110-volt supply built in. Comes with an MD-100 microphone, one of Yaesu's finer examples of a good working and looking radio. FT-990 for $600. You can talk to Bob on his phone device. His number is 325-650-3191. 325-650-3191. Bob's good in QRZ, but he doesn't look at his computer all that much, so give him a call. We'd rather talk to you anyway. Anyone need a fill?
What was his call sign again?
Kilo Alpha 5, Charlie X-ray, go.
Neither.
You betcha. All right, this is RW5DPK. Anyone else, buy, sell, trade, giveaway, come now. Ooh, silence is deadening. Don't forget, this evening at 7:30 on 3922, it's the Continental Trader's Net. That is the sister net on Sundays to Sunday morning net. And basically the same concept, except on the 75-meter band. And we'll buy, sell, trade up there also. And let's see, again, about 7:30 is the start time. Typically, I'm on there, or somebody's on there about 7 o'clock trying to keep the frequency warm as possible. All right, let's see. I guess this is next to the last call for buy, sale, trade, giveaway. Come now. All right, nothing heard. Let's see. Let me talk about what happened to me this weekend. Some of you know, I'm I chase different bands, music musicians around the state of Texas. And luckily, one of my favorites, Uncle Lucius, was in Tyler Friday night, so. Myself, my daughter, and my significant other went down there Friday night to enjoy an evening of music. Unfortunately, I had a health episode that was completely unplanned. Some people blame it on the beer, which was Corona to the lime, but I'm not real sure about that. They were just one beer. I mean, what can I say? Anyway, I fell out. Short story, I fell out. Things got dark and had a serious problem there for a few minutes. unfortunately, my daughter sprung into action. My girlfriend did what she does best and take care of people.
Desk mic, that's $825.
He's got a pair of Heil HM 10 microphones with the stands. I'd like $100 for each, or if you want both, we'll sell them to you for $175. He's also still got that TS790A for $3.25, in case you're interested in that. And that's Ray, November 5, Clear Zulu, and, never mind, the 790 has been sold. My apologies. Let me see here. Let me give you his phone number. Hang on just a minute. My two-meter deal is on. Contacts. Wait just a second, folks. Okay. His phone number is 409-500-2226. That's 409-500-2226. Get that okay?
Yeah, sure did. Tom, what's his name again? I missed it.
Oh, it's Ray, N5 Sugar Zulu.
Oh, right. Very good. Thank you. All right. Listen up, everybody. November 5, Sugar Zulu, Ray. He's in the Houston area. He's got a bunch of stuff here. All right. He's got a FT-1000 Mark V, all filtered up. It's a 200-watt model. It is $975. He has an AL811H with four spare tubes, $1,175. He also has the box for that amplifier. He has a Telstar 8T5K for $1,150. He has two MA2000A tuners, $275 apiece if you want both. $500. He has an FT990 with the speaker and MD1 microphone for $825. He has HM10 microphones for, let's see, I believe there were two of them at $100 a piece. Was that right, Tom, or did I scribble something down wrong?
That's correct.
Okay, HM10 microphones, $100. There's two of them, $100 a piece. Let's see. That's, if you're interested, look them up in QRZ, November 5, Zulu, no, November 5, Sugar Zulu, November 5, SZ, Sugar Zulu. His name is Ray, his phone number is 409-500-2226. 409-500-2226. And anyone need a fill?
Okay, and I have a listing.
All right, go ahead.
Okay, this is Tom, WQ5J. Good morning, y'all. Have a few items for sale here today. We've got a TS530 Sugar Popper. That's the late model 530. It's $375. We've got a TL922A. It's in good shape, works good, $1,075. We've got a Yaesu FL2100. $400, and if you don't mind, the amps need to be a pickup item. If I have to pack them, you know, we'll work it out, but you can contact me and let me know. I've got an ICOM 718 in real good condition. Got the mic manual power cord with it, $420. I've got a TS430S. It's in good condition. It's $400. Has the mic manual power cord. I've got an MD100 microphone for $100. I've got a Yaesu M90 microphone with the stand for $99. My name is Tom.
I'm good on QRZ, and I prefer you contact me that way. It's tom.stack73 at yahoo.com.
Thank you, Dennis.
Okay, very good. Thank you, Tom. WQ5J, Tom in Weatherford, or just outside of Weatherford, has a Kenwood TS-530 sugar pop-up, boat anchor type tube radio, well, partial hybrid. Anyway, $375 for that Kenwood. It's got a TL-922A for $1,075, FL-2100 for $400. Amplifiers are probably pickup items. You might be able to work it out. You can figure out something on that. Let's see, ICOM 718, Mike Manuel power cord for $420. Kenwood TS-430S, Mike Manuel power cord, $400. MD-100 microphone for $100, and a Yaesu M90 microphone with the stand for $99. Tom is good in QRZ. Hook him up, send him an email. That's how he would like prefer that type of communication. Again, Whiskey Quebec 5 Juliet. Anyone need a fill? All right, this is W5DPK. Anyone else? Buy, sell, trade, giveaway, come now.
Whiskey Zero, Mike Radio Bravo, W0MRB.
W0MRB, go ahead.
Yeah, good late morning to you, Tom. I just about didn't get in here. Had to go to the grocery store. Anyway, I have a want. I'm looking for an ICOM PW-1, that ICOM amp, HF amp. Like to find it here in the Midwest to avoid shipping where I could drive and get it or meet you or whatever. And I have, that's my want list for sale. I have an Alpha 91B. That's the Alpha 91B. It has a pair of Russian 74B tubes in it. This is Bulgarian part American. That's when ICOM or Alpha ETO farmed out the frame. It's a super, super strong. It's the legal limit on most things. And that's strictly picked up only, and we'll probably have to go get one of my neighbors to load it. They're 68 pounds. I have all the manual documentation from day one on this thing. Asking $3,100. Thank you, Tom.
Oh,
right along. It's maybe tonight.
W0MRB. Okay, MRB, what's your name and location?
Name's Monty, M-O-N-T-E, and I'm in Grove, Oklahoma, here in northeast Oklahoma.
Okay, Grove, Oklahoma. Very good. All right, Whiskey Zero, Mike Romeo Bravo, Monty in Oklahoma, is looking for a ICOM PW-1 amplifier, a Papa Whiskey-1 amplifier. Preferably in the Midwest, probably wouldn't want to ship it, pick up that situation on the PW-1. Now, for sale is an Alpha 91 Bravo with the 274Bs in the final. It will walk and talk. It will crawl on its belly like a reptile. And 20 watts will give you legal limits. So, if you're interested in that Alpha, made in Bulgaria, or part of it anyway, they farmed it out back in the day, it is $3,100 pickup. $3,100 pickup in Oklahoma, northeast Oklahoma. Monty is good in QRZ, I believe. Monty, would you like to leave your phone number, or would you like to be contacted by email?
Well, let's do email first, and then I'll ship you my phone number. How's that sound?
Excellent idea. Excellent. Again, Monty's good in QRZ, Whiskey Zero, Mike Romeo Bravo is the call.
Thank you, Tom.
You bet. Name is Dennis here, Whiskey 5, Delta, Papa Kilo.
Wrong note, Tom. Hit Zero, T-O-M up here told me about it. I had his name written next year. Got it straightened out, Dennis. Thanks again.
Oh, you bet, you bet. I'm better looking than Tom anyway, so, you know, there is that.
Okay. Can I quote you on that?
I don't think so.
Hey, one of those nurses that propositioned me on that, of course I was in bed, so what could I do, you know?
Yeah, they thought you had a lot of money.
Probably, yeah. Came in there Friday night with a ride, man, so I was flush with money.
Too sexy for your shirt, huh?
Yeah, basically. Well, actually, she took a look at my hand and my veins, you know, because she was the one who had to stick me. She likes those veins, that's all I can say. All right, this is W5DPK. You're listening to the Sunday Morning Texas Trader Set. Buy, sell, trade, giveaway, come now. All right. Anyone have anything for the net before we start closing the doors?
There was a double in there.
Okay, who did I double with? Who did I double with?
I couldn't tell who it was.
All right, no problem. Let's see here. For those who don't know, Bob Hiles passed, I think it was Friday. I believe it was cancer. He'll be sorely missed in the amateur community and in the music community, as a matter of fact. Bob is responsible for a lot of musicians sounding good and quite active in the music scene for a number of years. His company has been bought out by two gentlemen, both of them who have experience, a lot of experience with Bob. So the company will go on. I believe it was Friday that passed. Might have been Thursday, I don't know. What day it was exactly. Maybe repeat from earlier this morning, people who might have gotten in here late, Jay's wife passed Saturday morning about 7:30. They took her off the ventilator, I believe it was Thursday, and she went home Saturday morning. Talked to Jay this morning. He's in good spirits, and he's with family, and is doing well. He has a lot of adjusting to do, and he'll need all our prayers to make that adjustment. He does want me to tell everybody that he is eternally grateful to all of you who stepped forward and said kind words to him, did things for him and his family, the outpouring of love and was tremendous. He never expected it. Again, I'm so proud of the amateur community to step forward and help take care of someone in his time of need. As Jay has done many, many, many times, doing little stuff. You know, somebody needs a microphone plug. I can't remember. So many times Jay has stepped up and helped somebody never asked for a thing in a lot of cases.
And proud of y'all guys,
taking time to ask about Jay and his family, and it really is a great testament to the amateur radio family that we really all are. We might not see anybody, see each other ever sometimes. Sometimes it's once a year, sometimes twice a year, felt in a ham fest, but my God, we are family, that's for sure. All right, that's about all I've got. Let's keep it open here one more time if there's anyone out there. High sail train giveaway, come now with your call sign suffix.
Hey, Dennis?
Yeah, Bill. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, Jay says he's listening via SDR.
Yeah, he said he had found a station in Louisiana that he thought he might be able to hear us, so that's great. That's great. Good morning, Jay. And have a good one. We'll talk to you when you get back home. Jay is listening in on an SDR there in San Antonio, by the way. So that's what Bill was talking about. That worked out well. All right, that's about all I've got. We'll talk to you all this evening about 7 o'clock, 7:30, whatever. On 3922 is the Continental Traders Net. Yeah, sophisticated, so to speak. So this RW5DPK closing the Sunday morning Texas Traders Net at, what time is it, 11:12, and returning the frequency to normal amateur abuse.